Just to sit here. This shiur is Li'ilui Nishmas Chaim Yosef Ben Chanoch HaLevi Zal, who is Tzvi's uncle. Mm-hmm. In Riverdale?
Mm-hmm. Down
there. Okay. This parasha, which is the last parasha in Bamidbar, right? The last parasha, the book of Bamidbar, as we pointed out several times, is about the 38 years that the Jews spent in the desert, right? As a punishment. As a punishment for what happened in rejecting Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Meraglim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they're going to be punished. And the punishment was that they would dray around in the desert until all the people who were involved died. They died a natural death. Why that is the case is not explained in the Torah. Why this is the appropriate punishment for these people is not really explained in the Torah. So the first two psukim in this parasha say, Eile mas'ei b'nei Yisrael. A masa is a kind of a serious trip. It's not just going from to the makolet to get milk, but it's a serious trip. Eile mas'ei b'nei Yisrael, asher yetzu mi'eretz Yisrael. They are the ones who left, who were freed, who came out of Eretz Mitzrayim, Litziv Otam. I don't know exactly what that means. I know that in that word is the idea of a tzava. And tzava is organized. People who are organized. They could be called a tzava. Not necessarily an army. So Litziv Otam. Litziv Otam is as they are organized. Biyad Moshe v'Aharon. Biyad Moshe v'Aharon, that's the leadership. Now Aharon and this parasha has already died. Moshe has not yet died. But during the 38 years, they were Litziv Otam. They were led by Moshe and Aaron. So the continuation of the parasha is a list of masaot. They went from A to B, from B to C, from C to D. That's masaot. That's what happened. That's what the Torah teaches us. The second pasuk, however, is totally mysterious. And the second pasuk says, in other words, I don't know why the Torah thought it was important for us to know how many masaot were involved with the 38-year period. I don't know why. But I know that it's in the list at the beginning of Masai.
The first 8 period starts after the Meraglim, yes?
Yes, it starts. That's what Rashi points out right away. But look at pasuk bet. Pasuk bet is Vayichtov Moshe et motzaehem lemaseem. Motzaehem means the places that they left. Motzaehem lemaseem. They left places in order to become part of a trip. Right, it's a masa. Al pi Hashem. So what does Al pi Hashem go with? How do you connect it in the pasuk? Vayichtov Moshe, blah, 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 Al pi Hashem. What does Al pi Hashem mean? Well, I don't know. I mean, the entire Torah was written Al pi Hashem. Why do you have to emphasize the fact that this list of masaot was al pi Hashem. Of course it was al pi Hashem. And then ve'ele mas ehem limotza ehem. These are them. These are the masa'ot limotza ehem. So I think that these psukim are relatively unclear. Let's see how Rashi helps us. Like Rashi helps us. How does Rashi help us? Lama nichtevu hamasaot halavu. So Rashi tells us right away. Rashi is Rashi. And Rashi says this is really not important. This is not important. So it makes it an even greater question on the words al pi Hashem. Like, why would God tell us to do it if it's really not important? And that's what Rashi says. Lama nichtevu amasaot halalu. Why are they written down here in the last parasha in Bamidbar? Lahodia chasadav shel makom. In order that we should become aware of God's chesed, of God's mercy, of the way God treats people who are being punished. She'af al pi shegazar alehem letaltalam ulahani'am bamidbar. Even though God determined that their punishment would be just wandering around, right? Wandering around in the desert. Lotomar, don't think Shayuna im umetul talim mimasa lemasa kol arba im shana velo italeh menucha. And don't think that all that happened to the Jews during those 40 years was that they were pushed around. Oh, you're here, go there, go to the other place, go north, go south. That wasn't how it was. That wasn't how it was. Shire. Enkan ela arba'im ushtayim masa'ot. He says, if you count the masa'ot that I mentioned at the beginning of Maaseh, you'd see that there are 42 of them. Tzemihem, right? Tzemihem means subtract. Tzemihem yudalit. Subtract from the 40, 14. Right? You with me? You with Rashi? What?
Do we know why 14?
He's going to explain it. Shekulama yuba shana rishona. They all took place, all these 14 masa'ot took place before the chait of the meraglim. So they don't count. Kodim gzeira, before the edict was placed upon Bnei Yisrael. Mishenasumi Ramses, when they left Ramses, that's when they left Egypt, right? Remember? Mm-hmm. Ramses was a big city in Egypt. Achebau leritma, until they came to Ritma. Shemisham nishtalchu hamraglim. It was Ritma, was the place that the meraglim was sent to Eretz Israel. So those 14 masa'ot, those 14 masa'ot don't really count, because it was before the meraglim. So you have 40, now you take off 20. Shemisham nishtalchu amraglim shenemar, that meraglim was sent from Ritma, v'achar nas'u ha'am mechatzerot, shalach lecha anashim, וכאן הוא אומר, וייסו מחצרות ויחנו מריתמה. למדת שהיא במדבר פרן. So it says this is a sort of little geography here that Rashi is teaching us, that they were in Midbar Paran, and that's where the chait, the meraglim, was sent to Eretz Israel. So we could subtract that. Then ve'od, Furthermore, like another subtraction. The Ode, Hotzei Misham Shmone Masaot, take out or subtract eight Masaot, Shayu Lachar Mitat Aaron Mehorahar, Ad Arbot Moab. It's the time spent traveling from the time that Aaron died until Arvot Moab. Arvot Moab was the closest place that they could come to Eretz Yisrael. That's Arvot Moab. That's where the Book of Devarim took place. So that's not part of the punishment. That was not part of the punishment. The punishment seems to have ended with the death of Aaron. Right? The death of Aaron was the end of that punishment. Bishnata Arba'im. Nimtza Shekol Shmone Ushloshim Shana. Ergo, Nimtza. Ergo, that 38 years, right, you subtract the first year and you subtract the last year. So you have 38 years. So Shiv Shana Lo Nasu Ela Esrim Masaot. And therefore Rashi says it wasn't so bad.
But they didn't know that they were going to be traveling only 20 times in 38 years.
No, they didn't know, but you know.
But from their point of view, they're sort of reluctant, because every day they could be moving.
It could be. But Sacha Kol,
hindsight.
Hindsight. That's what Alpia, the Torah is. The Torah is hindsight.
Well, when they're told after the incident with the Muradim that they would be punished and they won't go to Israel, and when the people told themselves that they won't be able to go to Israel because of the Muradim.
Right.
When they told anyway?
They were told in the beginning of Bamidbar, Shlach.
In Shlach. Yeah. Well, they were told them that they wouldn't be able to enter Israel.
Yes. One more thing that Rashi says, Zem Yisodol Sherabi Moshe Darshan. Rabbi Moshe Darshan, for Rashi, was a source, and it was a book. I think it was a book which was written by somebody, and it collected all kinds of medrashim, and Rashi accepted the authority of Rav Moshe Adarshan. So he said, Zem Yisodosho Rabbi Moshe Adarshan. The Rabbi Tanchuma, who's Rabbi Tanchuma? What's the Tanchuma? Another Medrash. Medrash, not a Medrash Halacha, a Medrash Agadah, right? Tanchuma. Tanchuma is the name of the Tana that appears regularly in that Medrash. So Rashi is like telling us, look, I don't know, but I get my information from these sources, Rabbi Moshe Darshan, and also Rabbi Tanchuma. And Rabbi Tanchuma, he says, Darash Beidrashan Eret. Rabbi, the Tanchuma learned this problem, or expounded on this problem in a somewhat different way. Mashal Melech, it's like you can think of it in terms of a king. Shaya beno chole, he had a sick son, v'ali chole mekom rachok lirefa'oto. And he had to take him to a faraway place in order to cure him, or to get him, you know, medical treatment. Kevan shayu chozrim, so he did that. He got him medical treatment, and it was successful, apparently. Kevan shayu chozrim, since they returned, as they were returning, itchil aviv moneh kol hamasaot. So the father, every time they came to a place that they stopped at on the way to the doctor, he would talk about it on the way back. Amar lo, he would say to his son, kan yashanu, kan hukarnu, kan chashashta edroshcha, right? That this is where we walked, and this is where you didn't feel well, and this is where we try to cool off somehow. So that's the Tanchuma. So the Tanchuma is answering a more difficult question. Right? The Tanchuma is answering the same question. The Tanchuma is asking the same question. Why does the Torah tell us something in this organized fashion that we already know. I mean, how do we know that the first Masa'ot from Ramses to Ritmo, right, there were 10 of them, and they don't count in the Cheshbon, because that's what it says in the Torah. It's not something that we had to figure out here. So what the Tanhuma is saying is that sometimes there's pleasure in repeating things. Sometimes you just want to say it again. And that's what happened with the, according to the Tanhuma, with the Maaseh. Right? Rabbi Moshe Adarshan had a slightly different idea. Rabbi Moshe Adarshan, he said, Rabbi Moshe Adarshan, there was a purpose to listing this list. And the purpose for listing the list is to show that it wasn't so bad. That even though the punishment was clearly stated in the Torah, nevertheless, it wasn't so bad. You know, people died when they got older, right? And then, it was not so terrible. That's according to Rabbi Moshe Adarshan. So you have Rabbi Moshe Adarshan, and you have the Tanhuma. That's what Rashi, that's how Rashi does it. And it's especially, I think, interesting that Rashi hits it straight on. Like he says, well, like, how do we know? What is it for? What does it bother? That's Rashi.
I didn't understand why we stopped counting with Aaron's death. Why is that the marker?
Because that was the punishment. It was Aaron, in whatever way he participated.
With the spies?
What?
The spies, for the golden calf, was the spies.
Yeah, but also with the spies, he wasn't able to control the situation. So now, we just look at three Hasidic sources. Two from the Sfat Emet, I think, and one from Nachman. Now it's important to remember that Rav Nachman lived long before the Sfat Emet. You know, hundreds of years before, 17 as opposed to 19. And so it's interesting. Interesting how it seems to show up. So here the Likutei Maharan in the first part of the book, Ot Mem, 40. Ot Mem. So let's look at what it says. Isa Basara Ma'amarot Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael B'shvil Shechat'u B'eile Elokecha Yisrael. So he says, he sees that in 10 of the Ma'amarot, Ma'amar is something that's said, something that's spoken. In 10 of them, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, it says this introduction. B'shvil Shechatu B'eile, like the word Eile, right? Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, these are them, these are the ones. They remind us of Eile Elokecha Yisrael, of a previous sin, the sin of the Chet HaMeraglim, right, where they said, Eile Elokecha Yisrael, B'shvil ze Yis'u B'nei Yisrael. And because of that, Yis'u B'nei Yisrael. So it's true that the specific Chet was the Chet of the Meraglim, but that's added on to the Chet of the Egel HaZahav. Like everything is added on to the Egel HaZahav. B'shvil ze Yisu b'nei Yisrael, and because of that, because of this combination of chata'im, so b'nei Yisrael are going to travel. Nimsa kol ha-niti'ot shel Adam. Kol ha-niti'ot shel Adam. Every time a person goes cockeyed, does the wrong thing, nitiyot shel ha'adam, hu bishvil kilkul ha'emuna. It's because he doesn't have, he can't depend on faith. Kilkul ha'emuna. Hainu b'chinat avodah zarah. In other words, every chait, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter what you've done, every chait, every avera is in the same category. It's a personality disorder, according to Rav Nachman. It's a personality disorder. You're not able to protect yourself. You're not able to maintain faith. That's called an avera. Ki im haya ma'amin be'emuna shleima, Rav Nachman says that if a person believed be'emuna shleima, perfect faith, sheyechol HaKadosh Baruch Hu lazmin lo kol tzorcho, that God could provide him with everything that he needed, lo aya noseya shum nitiya. Word nitiya, a planting, means a foreign planting, something that's not in the deal. Lo haya noseya shum nitiya. He wouldn't go off at all. Nimtza ki hanesiya hi kilkul ha'emuna. You get it? Look, listen. It's a good one. He says, Rav Nachman says, nimtza. Nimtza means ergo, right? Ki hanesiya hu kilkul ha'emuna. That traveling. Okay, and it's like almost the 3 weeks now. You know, after Tisha B'Av, you know, everybody goes traveling. So Rav Nachman says, the Bible says, traveling is kilkul emuna. You're not allowed to travel. Because why aren't you allowed to? Hainu b'chinat avodah zarah. He says, it's like being idolatrous. It's like being traveling. It's like being idolatrous. V'zeh shekatev b'avodah zarah. Tzei tomar lo. Tzei, go out. Zeh b'chinat nesiyah v'tiltul. Tzei, the word tzei represents the idea of doing the wrong thing, going to the wrong place. Gam al yedei tiltul. Even if it's only being pushed around from one place to another, mitaken et atiltul shegaram kiviyachol lemala. And so he tries to fix whatever got shaky in heaven. Kemo shekatuv, right? Vehamaseicha tzara kehitkanes. Gam al yedei avodah zarah nimta hamatar, kevoshekadim nimna hamatar. Avodah zarah prevents the right, good things happening. Good things don't happen. Kevoshekatuv avadatem elohim acherim, you will serve other gods, v'lo yematar, and there won't be any rain. There won't be any rain. Ukeshein matar, ein sova, when there's no rain, so there's no bounty. Ukeshein sova, ein shalom, when there's no sova, there's no peace. Kibo shekatuv, yis'u harim shalom la'am, that the hills bring forth the shalom to the people, Kemosha Pirish Rashi, as Rashi explains there, Ukishein shalom, as ein ish ozer lechaviro. When there's no shalom, people don't help each other. V'kol echad tzarich lintsoa uletaltel mimakom lemakom. Everybody has to travel and go from one place to another. Bishvil parnasato, in order to just eke out a living. Vegam hagalut ba'al bitul Torah. And even galut, the exile, is comes upon us because of Bitul Torah, Kemoshe Ketuv, Gala Ami Miblidas, Val Yidei Avodah Zarah, Ba Atzirat Hageshamim, Ma She'en Kemach Ein Torah. So what is it? Do you get a feeling for what he's saying? In there, he's giving you a different idea about Masa'ot. It was Rav Nachman is saying, why was the punishment of Bnei Yisrael connected to Masa'ot? Why they have to do Masa'ot and die along the way? So Rav Nachman says, a Masa is an escape. His people travel because they're not happy with what they have. They're not happy with where they are. So they move on. Maybe it'll be better. And that for Rav Nachman is an act that defies faith. Faith means, according to Rav Nachman, that everything is all right. That's faith, not philosophical faith, but the kind of faith that you're supposed to have in order to live in the world that was created for you on your behalf. That's what Rav Nachman is saying. So that the Masa'ot that Bnei Yisrael underwent in the desert, these trips that they took, was to prove to them, somehow to prove to them that they didn't need that, that it would come to an end, that the idolatry that's in their souls, according to Rav Nachman, the idolatry would be insolvable somehow. It's something that could be taken care of. So that's what Rav Nachman says. That's what Rav Nachman says. Now let's look at the Sfat.
You say study like Lech Lecha. So you say the Hasidic way of looking at it, and people always quote the Ishbitz earlier, is that we're not talking about external journeys, we're talking about internal journeys. Couldn't we apply that here also to his? Because you said it's like Tiltul.
Yeah, good.
So we could look, it's not necessarily traveling, it's taking all kinds of paths in life, maybe.
Yeah, okay, it's a little more modern, what you're saying. But I think that Rav Nachman is interesting, nonetheless, because he said that the Masa was not a punishment. It was a reflection of the spiritual vacuum that Bnei Yisrael were in. There was no other choice. I mean, they could have stayed in one place, and over the 38 years, everybody would have died. But the Masa, this emphasis on Masa'ot, on the fact that they traveled, that said something about Bnei Yisrael. I think that Rav Nachman is a little different than what you said.
People say, like, oh, I'm in a different place now. They don't necessarily mean they moved geographically, so that would be more modern, but I don't know, just a kind of Hasidic approach.
Okay.
As Rabbi Nachman explained, Al Pi Hashem. Hashem is the one telling us to travel. Not
Hashem is the one told us to write it down, so we would know it really happened. Yeah. Vechtov Moshe Al Pi Hashem.
That's interesting.
The emphasis is on that this is Torah like regular Torah. It's not something that you can't differentiate it.
Not intermission for a travelogue. Yeah.
Okay, Svat Emet.
It's interesting, Nisiyah is pretty close to Nitiyah.
That
Nisiyah, what? The word Nisiyah, is very close to Nitiyah.
Yeah. Okay. But Nitiyah is a regular word that's used by Kabbalists. When the plantings that you it means you plant the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Going after the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. So let's look at the Sfat Emet. Svat Emet is 200 years later. Svat Emet. Hamatzaot shenichtavu b'Torah motzaihem. In the list of masaot, of these trips that are written down in the Torah, motzaihem, the place from which they left. That's what it says in the Psukim. They left A, and they went to B, and they left B, and they went to C, right? So that word, motzaihem, bothered the Svat Emet. Sheyesh makom she'ein lahem kiyum, rakal yidei shemitrachek ha'adam mehem, kichol inyanei olam hazeh, shebitulam ze kiyumam. Listen to that, right? Kol inyanei olam hazeh. Everything in the real world, which is the world that brings you down, that doesn't let you express your higher self, your higher nature. He says, kichol inyanei olam hazeh, shebitulam ze kiyumam. That what you're supposed to do is get out of it. Just to get out of the reality of things and not let it affect you, your faith in the way you think about things. V'nikra masa'ot. And why are these all called masa'ot, trips? Shemasa misham hu ama'ala. That traveling is the higher level. Shal yidezeh zachu liyot niskar b'Torah, because by moving, all of these places were mentioned in the Torah. They actually have a place. Ve'al yidezeh atzmo mitukanim liyot nikra makom la'atzmo kanal. In other words, what he says is you have to look at what a masa is. It's a different story. It has nothing to do with the punishment. It has to do again with the state of Am Yisrael, and that the masa somehow will make things better, will improve things. V'chein tzarich, you see the third line in the Svat Emet. V'chein tzarich kol adam lizkor b'kol davar ki hu litzorech Hashem yitbarach. He says that you have to remember that everything you do and every opportunity you have is litzorech Hashem yitbarach. It's all for God. It's because God wants it to be that way. U'kishe oseh l'shem shamayim. When you do something for the sake of heaven, mekayem ha'davar, that gives it existence. V'notein lo makom, hein davar tov ora, v'drachako mimenu kanal. The Svat Emet says, it's something about your existence, how it is to be in the world. Are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you able to have a masa? Next to the last line in the middle, uba medrash shechotfim laatzmam ayen sham eitzel b'nei Gad u'b'nei Reuven shetzarich leida shehu b'koach haTorah. That B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven saw an opportunity. They saw an opportunity and they grabbed it. They went to grab onto it. I told you that the Netziv calls the land that B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven received a part of Eretz Yisrael. And since it was a part of Eretz Yisrael, we understand why B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven actually did it. By Yedei Zeh. Yesh kiyum af lemamon kadome kanal. It was everything is possible according to the Svat Emet. The last line is Esha Marshalola Sota Tafel Ikar, Kanal Sheke Shehu Tafel Yeshlo Makom. In other words, he thinks that the Masa'ot represent the fact that you leave a place, well, that has meaning, that's meaningful. You move on to another place. That was like the last lesson that B'nai Yisrael learned in the desert. They learned, they didn't need to be reminded, according to the Sfat HaMet, they didn't need to be reminded that they were being punished or that many of them died. They knew all of that. So why were these trips listed? Why are they al pi Hashem? The Sfat HaMet doesn't say it, but I'll say it. Right? I think that the Sfat HaMet has something to say. Why was it important for the? I mean, not as you asked before, right? Not that the Sfat HaMet explains why it was important that everybody should know that it's al pi Hashem. What's the al pi Hashem here? It seems like a statistical matter. Somebody just, you know, an accountant writing down how many Masa'ot there were from what place to what place. And the Sfat HaMet says, well, that's life. That's life. Life is Masa'ot. My life is you look around, you see that there's something that looks better than what you have, and you go for it. You run that way. And sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't work out. And that's what the lesson of Masa'ot was, and it was the Al Pi Hashem, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down. Al Pi Hashem doesn't mean just that God told them to write it, but it means that there's a lesson, and if you like dig away at it, you'll get the lesson. You'll get the lesson that is the last Sfat HaMet, the last paragraph of the Sfat HaMet, where he explains it more carefully. Masehem and Motza Ehem. Masa, again, is a trip. And Motza Ehem is from where they originated, where they came from, the Motza. Halashonot bitchilat hapasuk misof haperush muhupachim. Okay, this is a technical question. Yesh lomar. Ki ha-ketuv tole ha-masa'ot b'yitziat Mitzrayim v'nir'eh she'achar kol ha-masa'ot nigmar yitziat Mitzrayim. And this is a new idea. I mean, the question, of course, is the same question as when was the creation of the world? When did it end? We know when it started. It started Bereishit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. But if you're learning Chumash, where does it end? What's the end of? So here he says, what's the end of Yitziat Mitzrayim? When is it finished? Right. So you know when we learn the Parsha Shemot, you could say the Book of Shemot. You could say the Book of Shemot had ended with the Mishkan. Right. You built the tabernacle. That was the end of it. Vayikra. Continuation, right? More about the Mishkan. And then again, Bamidbar, there's a regression. The regression, does that mean that there is something? So look again here. He says, it's line 2, Ki b'chol masa mitrachaku yoter li Mitzrayim ad shebao le'eretz Yisrael v'tzarich liyot haratzon shel ha'adam בפרישותו מגשמיות כדי להידבק בהשם יתברך שיוכל להיות בר לבב. You be strong, right? You can, you know, you, the trip can be that you're leaving someplace or that you're going someplace. That's what the Sfat HaMet says. So that when you, the reason that God told Moshe Rabbeinu to write it down was Masa Ibn Motzayim. Every trip has a place from which you start, and it has a desired place to which you are going. So I think that if you look again at these sources, you'll see that Rav Nachman is kind of a little depressing. You know, he says that there's no way to overcome. But the Sfat Emet, gives you a better option. Like you can learn from every situation that you're in. You could get something out of every situation that you find yourself.
So Nachman said it's no good thing that they traveled.
I guess.
Okay,
have a good Shabbos.